For a country that joins the peer review process, it requires that you open up space to dialogue on issues, on development issues, on political issues, issues of corporate governance, economic management, socioeconomic development. These types of issues are opened up for discussion by civil society, by local people at all levels of society. They talk with the government on those, and together they do an assessment. And then it comes to a continental body, which is the Forum of Heads of State. And there they review it with the head of the country having an opportunity to comment on that report.
One of the criticisms of this peer review mechanism, at least from the early stages of the of this process, was that the process itself has lacked this citizens' participation, and that the reviews that were written on individual countries have been kind of rosy. Has that changed?
Well, I don't know about the veracity of those charges. I tell you, both as a consultant before I joined the peer review process in 2010, I had done one or two reports as a consultant on the team. And one was in South Africa 2006. And it was indeed highly critical of the South African government on a few issues. Similarly, even here in Ethiopia, there was some contestation about certain elements of the report. So these are not reports done to sugarcoat things and provide an environment for good feeling to the leader.
One of the things the peer review mechanism was mandated to do was to address corruption and also electoral reform in Africa. I want you to first talk about electoral reforms in Africa in terms of whether some progress has been made in some countries.
I think we are making considerable progress on electoral reforms. Because remember the days when there were no term limits and a president changed the constitution at will and stayed forever. I think those days are gone and term limits kicked in. So most constitutions provide for 2 terms, whether it is of 4 years, 5 or 6 years, and then leaders have to retire. I know in some places there have been some fiddling with the constitution, but what we are seeing now on the front end of progress, we are seeing democratic pluralism exist in earnest and gaining roots, and we are seeing with it democratic alternation, where parties lose and losing parties win next time. Not only that, but we are seeing here where incumbents are being defeated, not just their parties.